Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
How do you identify heart idols? Are there just questions that you go through? Do you only look at the symptoms? What say you?
There are some good questions. And in fact, David Powlison, who is a Christian counselor, you can Google him, Powlison, and heart idols, and you'll come up with a bunch of little short vignettes where he explains how to identify. But one of the things he says is when anything bad comes out of your mouth, or out of your life, there is a heart idol at work. And you need to ask yourself, now, what am I really trusting in right now? Let's say if you have a habit of losing your temper, or you have a habit of overeating, or a habit of overspending, you need to identify the heart idol. What we often do, Susie, is we work on the symptom. We'll say, okay, I'll get a better diet, or I'll get some kind of an anger management program, or I'll get a better budgeter. But we're working on the symptom, and we need to see the sin beneath the sin that is causing it. And once we identify that, whether it's comfort or power or whatever it is, then we can say, but how could Jesus be my comfort, and how could he be my power? Leslie Vernick also says, pay attention to your body language. She gives the example how she's waiting in the long line and is afraid she's going to run out of time, and it's a new clerk and a slow clerk, and she's getting angry with that clerk. And she asks, okay, something bad is coming out of my life. What is the heart idol that is operating here? And it is control and the lie that she is more important than this clerk and the lie that she really can't leave this line and come back another time. It, you know, often we are afraid to obey God because we think, it's not going to work.
That he can't be trusted, you know.
He can't be trusted, you know. If I may go to the whole thing that is happening with homosexuality, and Wesley Hill has a book called Washed and Waiting, and he talks about how he was told, because he has same-sex attraction, that if he didn't act on it, he couldn't be happy. Whereas C.S. Lewis said, actually, if you act on it, you can't be happy. And I thought that was so interesting, but you can do that in any area. You know, if I don't eat, run to the pantry tonight, then I can't be happy. But that's just a lie. Or if I don't control my adult child, he'll go off the rails. These are all lies that the enemy tells us. And as you shared in the beginning, idols cannot be removed but only replaced. And then we have to ask ourselves, how do I replace this heart idol with Jesus?
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.